This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The head of the Adams County Health Department says she remains totally in the dark about what's happening with at least one case of tuberculosis inside an immigration detention center there. Last month, the agency confirmed a detainee in the GEO facility in Aurora had an active case of TB. TB is a serious contagious disease. ICE says the person was treated and removed and that there was no active TB cases at the facility, but a state or county investigation has not been allowed. Kelly Weidenbach is the county health executive director. She says GEO has stopped communicating.
We don't know what's going on in the facility without that communication and cooperation.
Weidenbach spoke after a hearing in a court case in which GEO sued the state over a new law requiring stepped-up health inspections. The judge has not issued a ruling. The Colorado Connector, or COCO, is set to run on the Northern Front Range in 2029. The Front Range Passenger Rail's Board of Director approved a plan today that will provide three daily trips between Denver and Fort Collins. The train route will include stops in six cities. The board will vote on a measure to expand service at a public meeting in Pueblo next month. A drought-ridden town in southern Colorado is 2 weeks into almost unprecedented water restrictions. La Vida Mayor Doug Burgach says this is the worst drought he's seen since 2002.
About 2 weeks ago, we were using about 120,000 gallons a day. Now we're down about 80,000 gallons a day. We had a 130% drop in usage. So people still found places to squeeze.
The town's restrictions will stay in effect until the situation improves. This is CPR News 90.1 in Denver. It's 6:06.